Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Let us be the generation of reconciliation and peace. And let us be a holy nation where pride and prejudice shall cease.
This edition is about racial reconciliation. It's an unresolved issue dating way back to the days of antiquity. In contemporary times, the issue still smolders and sometimes rages. Whites are desperate to escape any guilt from past injustices, and blacks are desperate to escape any implications of inferiority. And now, the large influx of Hispanics and Asians and their mindsets make racial matters even harder to reconcile. To try to get some dialogue going between blacks and whites, I've recorded a conversation that I've had with a couple of black buddies of mine, Johnny Price and Michael Wilson. Now, Johnny's in his 50s. He's a minister at a black church. Interestingly about Johnny, he has an accountability friendship with a white man. Now, Mike's around 30, works with disadvantaged youth, both black and white. So now here's an excerpt from my conversation with Johnny Price and Mike Wilson. Mike's two young daughters were with us during the conversation, so you might hear them playing in the background. Well, guys, I just want to welcome you to the program.
It's good to be here, Gary.
Now, Johnny and Mike, in this particular conversation on racial reconciliation, I would like to go to two sides of a problem that I hear about, just to get your guys' input. The bottom line is, in racial reconciliation, and we've already talked about this before, that it is a spiritual solution and that it's going to require time and getting to know one another and just talking to one another. And that's what, of course, we're doing right here in this conversation. Let me give you two sides of a discussion. One is that the white man must apologize to the black man for our active or passive sins of racism and the sins of our fathers. And the response to that sometimes is, well, you know, I'm really not personally a racist, and I'm really not personally responsible for my father's or my father's sins and what they did. And then besides, you know, if you're really talking about the sin of slavery, when whites brought black slaves from Africa, they actually purchased them from black slave owners in Africa. And that, you know, even in Sudan today, you know, there are black slave holders in Sudan. So, that being the case, I guess the argument from this white side would be, well, it's kind of a wash, so let's just get on with a positive program of where we are today.
I think, first, when you're discussing reparations and recompense for slavery and the cost and all these things, the bottom line is there is none. The Bible tells us, vengeance is mine. Don't worry about it. I think when people use these kinds of arguments, well, you have to do this for me, and well, I didn't personally do it, so I don't feel. I think all that stuff is basically defensive mechanisms and just basically arguments to keep the conversation going in a circle. When God really is moving in a life, and I think we all can testify to this, when God is really moving in our lives and moving us in the direction of new and building new relationship, there is always that period of having to deal with yourself and your issues. What we've seen a lack of, especially in the younger generation, they always complain is what we see a lack of in talks of racial reconciliation is, what have I done wrong? Nobody's admitting what they themselves have done wrong. Nobody's admitting that, hey, you know what? I'm actually scared to do this. This is a new thing, you know? So we end up trapped in this cycle of fear and tradition, and nobody ever moves. And it's just like when the disciples waited on the day of Pentecost, they waited with women. And for men to pray with women at that time was just unheard of. But it takes those unheard of acts for people to just step out and do something totally new and totally unorthodox for major moves to happen. That, and if it's one thing we know, is when people do something totally against the grain for God, something big happens. So to open it up, I think that, you know, we have to get away from these old, just leave these old arguments where they lie and just go unorthodox and approach this from a totally new standpoint. And I think a look at self, white and black, would be a good place to start.
I believe that if we're going to have reconciliation, I believe the Bible, and I believe that the fourth and the third generation, that curse can come down. But the curse is removed in Christ. You know, the eighth chapter of Romans, I think it said that there is therefore no condemnation to them which be in Christ. So if we are in Christ, we have to put things behind us. John said, above all things, let me look here. Beloved, I wish above all things that ye prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Now, every man in this earth want to prosper and want to be in health. But I tell you what, if you got hatred in your heart, if I don't care whether you're Christian or not, I say coming to know Christ is the only thing that will get it out. But if you got hatred in your heart, you will not have the peace. You will not have the joy. You might prosper financially or materialistic, but you won't have that joy, that peace. So every man is seeking joy and seeking peace. In order for you to find joy and peace, you're going to have to forgive your brother. You're going to have to repent of the things that you have done. See, because there's a repentance that needs to go on in the church by itself. I'm talking about the black church, whether it be the white church, whether blacks are in it or white is in it. And another thing that I have noticed about when blacks and white come together, you get something that you can't get and nothing else. You know, I was the associate pastor at Oasis Christian Center. You know, when you get blacks and whites worshiping together, something come up, because God has something. He has tied us to one another. So we're going to have to forgive each other and come to the knowledge of truth.
Well, Johnny and Mike, I just want to thank you for being with me on the program today.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. Every man wants to win bigger than ever, but often we are crippled by the past bad stuff that distorts our view of how God actually sees us. God is full of compassion and mercy and offers a plan to have your life count big. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com, menwhowin.com.